Once again, to anybody listening to us on Night Ride FM, we want to say hello to our listeners on the radio station. If you guys want to hear us give you a shout out on the air, we're going to go ahead and give all the shout outs to all the people in the IRC. If you guys here want to get in on a cool thing, we have a little IRC. What is the IRC address, Jules? I don't even know.
You just go to nightride.fm. Just
go to nightride.fm. You can join
click
in.
Click on the chat. Type in your name, hit enter, and start chatting.
And start chatting
now
away.
I want to apologize to our IRC listeners, the ones who are tuned into YouTube and Night Ride, because we had some technical difficulties with the internet.
Glitches.
But we are on the air now. We can now see your text, and you can hear us. So I want to give some shout-outs to people in the IRC chat. If you are listening to nightride.fm right now, pop into YouTube, pop into nightride.fm, say hi, we'll give you a shout-out. We've got our friend Kit monitoring the IRC chat.
Yeah, Snugs Kit.
Yep. Craig Pacman, all the way from Perth, Australia, who's tuned in.
How is he tuned in? It's got to be 4 a.m. in Australia?
He's probably driving like he usually is.
Oh, my God.
Yep. We've got Art Faith in there. Our buddy Bosto.
Bosto Vlad.
TBK was in there earlier, but he had to poop, so he missed his track. Johnny Five is in there. Muddy El Duderino over in the YouTube. Our buddy Joe, who should be monitoring like door beef security, he was
Joe
in there.
Locate.
Now he's just recording us with a camera like pointed right at us.
This is weird, Joe.
Yeah.
No photographs, please.
Yeah, right. Computer M He's also in the IRC chats. Our buddy Dysterian, all the way from Poland. And of course, Rex Balls.
Rex Balls.
Runin. Coffin Dragger, who is sitting right over there.
Coffin Dragger!
Yeah, our Overlord Z, who coded up the NightRide.fm website. All of this would not be possible without
him. Is he in the IRC?
Yep, and Foxy Foo.
Foxy Foo?
Yeah.
Foxy Foo's supposed to be here. Foxy Wait. Foo! Come on, we gotta, I gotta get you on. Stoked to see this performer. It is going to be a fantastic line. Are you guys ready for the Saturday lineup tonight? Make some noise. It is going to be insane. This gentleman is in the lineup tonight, and I am, of course, just as much of a Vampire Stepdad as all of you. And ladies and gentlemen, it is my great pleasure to call up to the stage Vampire Stepdad. I love it, man. How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I am excellent.
Good
now, I want to know, what is your favorite part of Neon Retro Fest thus far? What do you think?
I'm going to agree with the men on the street from earlier that just meeting everybody. It's super awesome. It's also, it's really funny to be oh, hey, yeah. Oh, I'm Tony. Oh, hi, I'm Jim. Blah, blah, blah. And it's like, so what do you do? No, no, no. Oh, I'm also Vampire 7. Oh, you're Vampire 7. Oh, you're Vampire 7. You know, so like, everyone meets each other twice because we're like, our real names. And we're like, oh, our producer names or, you know, are the blog we write for.
Yeah, you have the most normal name for a, like a vampire stepdad. And you're, it's like, Tony. And it's like, wow, that is like, you know, I thought your name was Vlad for the longest time,
well,
honestly.
You know, I mean, I use Vlad. Dug myself into, and I'm just loving trying to dig myself out.
Now tell me about this whole where you, I think you overcommitted on merch when you mail things out to people.
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I've gotten a couple of things from you.
Sure. Well, you know, I love mailing out merch because it's incredible to see like addresses from all over the world, I mean, mostly U.S., but you know, all over the place. And you know, I'm handwriting little notes to the people. And, you know, I see their names. Like, oh, they live over here. Jesus, I wonder what that's like. You know, and I'm packing it all up. And so I just like to throw as much stuff in there. You know, I like to throw in stickers. And I got some confetti styled after the cover art for the Sun Also Sets.
Yep.
And always throwing little stuff up. Like,
of course.
Yeah.
I do believe you are performing.
Tonight at 7 p.m. As long as the you know, schedule stays on.
Now that's if we finish in time.
Yeah, so probably later than that. But
things
whatever.
Are starting to back up back there.
Yeah.
So, indeed. You have any questions?
I can't remember. See, we've actually had Vampire Stepdad on before, so we did all like the preliminary stuff. We know how you got in the music and everything like that. I just want to know, which game we're playing tonight? What is your go-to game? Because I personally am going to kick somebody's butt at Asteroids because that is my go-to game and I love it.
I'll be honest,
so much.
I don't.
Stand Steel is getting a negative sign there. Thumbs down on that one.
I'll be honest.
Are you? I'm sorry.
Who's the interviewee here?
Me and Stan are having a thing right now. I am so sorry.
You know how bad I have to pee right now?
The vampire wants to say something.
All right.
Watch out.
I play Robotron. I played that. That was fun.
Oh, Robotron.
Okay. I am supposed to... Grant was supposed to hook me up with Time Pilot somewhere. Because Honeybeard,
Pilot.
Gaz, and I have this thing going. Yeah. Yeah, so go find Grant. Anyways. Mr. Stepdad, when did you get in?
I got in yesterday at around 4 p.m.
And have you, like, partied since then?
I mean, you know, partied in my own way. But, yeah, you know, it's amazing. hanging out with people, and it's fun watching everybody get really drunk last night.
Yep.
And you meet them yesterday, and then they meet you this morning, and they don't remember meeting you last night, so you can meet them again.
That's what it is. Now, I saw that your fellow friend from Atlanta, Watch Out for Snakes, arrived
today. Yeah, Matt got here today. I'm super excited.
Yeah, Matt's probably resting right now. He's probably exhausted. So for those of you who saw Megatonix last night, Watch Out for Snakes was at VGM Con last night in Minnesota. So he's performing tomorrow or today?
No, tonight.
Tonight. Okay, so yep. Megatonix and Watch Out for Snakes, they kind of cross paths.
Planes are like flying over each
waving
other.
Waving at each other.
They high-fived.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
High-fived in the air.
Nah. Oh, I get it.
Exactly.
David from Montezer. All right. So, you got any new tunes? Anything you want to like promo?
I want to know what a sneak peek of tonight is going to feel like.
I have good news for you. I'm actually playing a brand new song that's unreleased tonight.
Awesome.
So, you guys will be the first people to ever hear it. So
nice. New tunes. What do you say, guys?
Yeah.
Everyone loves new tunes.
And find your music where?
VampireStepdad.com and then VampireStepdad everywhere. On
follow all the links there. I highly recommend you order merch from this guy.
Yeah. I also recommend you order merch from
this guy. Actually, I want to know a little bit about... We didn't talk about the merch yet, because... Or did we?
We talked about the volume of merch you
the
get
volume,
when, you get, when it's mailed to you.
I want to know, like, what kind of fun things do we bring for our listeners here this evening?
You know, I got CDs. I got cassettes for people who love dying media.
Nice.
I got too many stickers. Way too many stickers.
Oh, what is the sticker deal?
You can get all my stickers for like $8, I think, something like that.
Also, isn't there like a deal with the shirt?
Yeah, so I got a brand new shirt exclusively here at Neon. This is the first time anyone can buy it. I styled it very neon-like. If you buy a shirt and a CD, it's only $25.
And I thought you mentioned that if somebody walks up to your merch table wearing a Vampire Stepdad shirt,
if you wear a Vampire Stepdad shirt to the show tonight, any sticker you want is yours.
So there it is, ladies.
So can you tell if
that guy
if people are wearing the same shirt just cycling outside out of your site?
Right. Like
you know
how
if you're gonna be that ingenuitive, is that a word? If you're gonna do that, I'm down.
All
let's
right.
do it. Sweet.
Well, great. Sir, thank you for joining us. Take
Thanks
your time
for having
out.
You guys.
I can't wait to see you. I'm ready to jam out. I have more extra fangs if you guys are looking to wear some fangs.
Yeah. I have some too.
And
oh, yeah. Oh, I got cassettes. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, nice big round of applause for
Vampire Stepdad. All right, we'll see him at 7 p.m. All right, we're going to play a track, bring up our next guest.
Yes, indeed, we are going to go and play another track here. Mr. Neon Fox, what do we have lined up here, my friend?
Well, you've got a track lined up here called In the Night, and it's by an artist named Slavy.
This was a submission. If you guys are producers out there, if you want to submit something to Night Ride FM, all you got to go is to nightride.fm/submit. If you're a producer, you can submit your stuff to be played on the radio station. We have a 24-hour, 24/7 radio station that we play all the awesome music. This was one of the submissions, so we're going to go ahead and drop it for you right now. Once again, this is Slavy with In the Night right here on Night Ride FM.
Time, you're just another girl in my mind, trying to steal me away from
All right, ladies and gentlemen, once again, that was Slavy with In the Night. And now, ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, who do we got next?
We got Mr. Michael Webber.
We have a very amazing producer, one of the pioneers of Business Wave. If you guys don't know what that is amazing, amazing stuff. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have my man talk about it. Let's have a nice big round of applause for Michael Webber. What's going on, my man?
Not much.
This is the first time we've met. And when did you fly? Did you fly in yesterday or did you fly in today?
I flew in Thursday.
Oh, my God. So you were here for, I guess, 2 days now. How's the lay of the land? What do you think of the show so far?
Oh, I think it's pretty awesome. It's really interesting. And, putting profile pictures of people's faces here.
Yep.
And just meeting people I've never seen, I've talked to for many years. It's just, it's nuts.
And when are you playing?
What was that?
When are you going to be playing? 6 p.m. And then Vampy follows you.
What was that?
Vampire. He's going to be following you. All right.
This is insane. I don't even know how we did it with the randomness.
You guys really want us to finish up here because you got to
Yeah,
it's almost go time, ladies and gentlemen.
I think we should just take our time.
Just hanging out.
Relax, yep. So, I got to ask you, Business Wave.
Do you coin it as Business Wave?
Yeah, Business Wave.
Business Wave, yes. If you were like in an elevator, like let's say the Hotel Alba, and you were in the elevator with somebody, you needed 3 minutes to explain Business Wave to somebody who's never really has any knowledge of what it is. Like, what is the core element? How would you describe the music that you make? Check
like
the box.
Just, stocks. Mm-hmm. If you've ever seen Wall Street or Wolf of Wall Street, that's
unfettered capitalism.
Yes.
Those
are rookie numbers. We need to pump those numbers up.
It does remind me, Vaporwave is a very, heavy capitalism kind of vibe, but yours is more, it's got more of a vibey kind of beat to it.
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of satire to it.
Yep.
Realm weren't necessarily ethical or really all that cool at the end of the day, but I love the aesthetic of it and just all the stories behind it and stuff. It's so interesting. I don't know.
So, as a true capitalist, I noticed that you got a little bit of some merch lying out on the table over there.
I do.
All right, and Karin, you wanted to know if the phone was for sale. That's got to be your phone.
You have a phone?
Actually, it's for sale, but you gotta sell me. sell me this pen.
He is taking offers
right.
in a true capitalistic fashion.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Now, you said you had vinyls and all that other good stuff.
I got vinyl. I got three different magnets and then one sticker.
That's the thing. All the vinyl is today is vinyl day. You go out there.
You said one sticker, right?
Yeah, one sticker.
He's going to go get a sticker. Jules doesn't mess around when it comes to his merch game. He does not.
That's so funny.
He's literally going to go get a sticker right in the middle of it.
I got 100.
Get me a sticker, too. Oh, no. All right, so this is amazing. I don't even know how we did the lineup. This was a completely random lineup, but basically almost all the performers are performing tonight. I can't wait to see your set. Vampire Stepdad, so many awesome people. Did you get me one?
No, sorry, there's no more stickers left.
That's a sticker.
Yeah, there's no more
Why
stickers
don't we
left.
Just we can slice it across. You can have the Michael and I can have the Webber. And then we'll whenever we meet together, it'll be one of them. What do they call them? The rings where you put them together, the necklaces, the broken heart necklaces.
Or in the
every time we get together, we can just kind of match it up.
Or in the sales world, when you make a sale, your first sale ever, you count your time.
Yes, there it is, right there. Capitalism in its finest.
Thank you. We got to thank you for joining us tonight.
No, thank you.
I know you got to get everyone's got to get back in the zone.
Crunch time.
and I'm so excited to see your performance. And how can people get a hold of your music? Do you got some socials? What's your social of choice?
Literally Spotify is Michael Weber. SoundCloud is Michael Weber. On Instagram, actually, it's Michael J. Weber, because when it originally started, it was going to be Michael J. Weber, because it's kind of like a fan, like Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox,
I
right.
I thought it was funny, because I had this original name. I was like, you're right, because it sounds like an 80s businessman. And then
is your real name Michael Weber?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yep.
I love it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
Well, sir. Wait, what? Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I've seen the photos.
Yeah. I'm a sushi chef for a living.
So, sushi chef.
I said sushi. Wait. I can't say where.
Where's Bobby? There he is.
All right,
okay, so you wanted to know the best sushi in town. I guess we'll just get Michael here to cook it up.
We're
going to
do a big Neon Retro Fest sushi festival
sushi.
Next year.
Yeah.
It is going to be like, it's going to be like a hybrid of Neon Retro Fest, but it's...
I think the squirrel and
squirrel. Is there a squirrel in the house?
Is there a squirrel?
Do we have a squirrel in the house? And her gentleman friend. I don't really know these people very well.
Never heard of them.
They they seem to be like okay people. So, you know, we're going to bring them on and give them some acknowledgement of just being two awesome people that came for this festival. Are you guys like performers or something, or are you producers or Yes, welcome to the State of Synth. It is, in fact, when they were lining up all the chairs here, they're like, it kind of looks like a little bit like of an AA meeting, and I'm like, yes, you guys get the vibe of the show, because it is completely dysfunctional, and it that's it, exactly.
If you haven't had the cucumber refresh, I highly recommend it.
Cucumber refresh.
Highly recommend it.
Yeah, it is it's delectably retro in the best way possible. What it is.
What is the ingredients in this product?
It's cucumber and some type of booze.
Liquor.
Hey, now let
deliciousness.
But it's probably 30 years old, so it's retro.
Oh, yeah. It's retro, yeah. Yeah.
That's why it's so funny.
Did we give you a proper introduction?
No, we didn't.
I don't even know.
No.
I wasn't even paying attention.
Hi, this is Kaylin, and I'm David. We're from Von Kaiser. Pleased to meet you guys
Hello.
In person.
Ladies and gentlemen, yep. Von Kaiser in the house.
Now, so I can't. I was joking when I said, oh, watch them bring all their lighting all the way from Grand Rapids, Michigan, down to Tampa, and now you did.
Look at it. Just
there's no,
look at it.
Yeah. That's
so, like, not there. Not even Taylor Swift is going to have lighting like this.
I think that's a big statement, but
honestly,
she made $980,000.
We're in the wrong end.
All right, so
makes me want to quit. I'm not.
You guys are playing tonight at what, 10 p.m.?
10 p.m.
We're so excited, guys. This thing has been so awesome. I spent 2.5 hours. My wallet fell out. Money fell on the ground playing Street Fighter over there for 2 hours.
Joe Loke, rescue
this guy helped me out and
let's
saved my
life.
Joe
Loke, Joe Loke
for my rookie and my money and gave it back.
Joe.
Saved my literal ass, so.
And that's a situation. I think that's like the part of the scene that we have such a tight unit of people here that you can literally drop $200 on the floor and someone will be like, sir, you dropped your $200 and here's your wallet.
Yeah, if this was regular EDM festival, that money would be gone.
That would be like
they'd spend it on their on merch.
That would
they would have
merch
spent
and
it on
I guess.
On ecstasy.
Ecstasy, yeah, yeah, you're
how much E can I get for that?
If you haven't played that sit-down Star Wars cabinet right there, that's like Grant's jewel.
Is it
out of order?
What is this? Is this say out of order?
No, no.
Have you ever
so
played the 2D Star Wars?
Yeah, yeah. So apparently right
you
now.
You fly through, bomb the Death Star.
That one needs to warm up, because apparently when you go down the trenches, right, the little things on the sides don't show up. So you've got to let the ROM warm up. That's
and
the
here's
first
the
I've
thing.
Heard of that.
This is all original.
Yes.
Hardware. Can we get a nice round of applause for Grant and
Seriously,
the amazing
Grant
arcade.
And Amanda both.
Woo! Holy crap.
They do this for the love of the genre, dude. This whole thing is for the love of it. Like, this whole thing has been like the most awesome high school reunion of people that I've never met, but I've always talked to online. It's the
thing. It is.
We know them.
We do. We say this is like a homecoming, and just the fact that we can all come to a place like this and just get really stupid and really drunk and play
isn't
video
this,
games.
Isn't this the second time you guys have ever met in person?
This is the second time Jules and I have ever met. In the
this
first
is Synthwave.
Time
at we're all
time.
We're all digital. That's how it is. Right?
Yeah. It's the first time Dennis and Karen meet.
This That's right.
This is the first time you guys have met.
Yeah.
This is the first time.
Whoa.
Second time we met you guys. We met them in Philly. You guys drove. You guys. All right. So we get to talk about.
We've actually met Jules way more, many more times than.
Yeah. It's true.
In
that
Detroit,
is true.
In Toronto, in Grand Rapids,
right,
Star
right,
Town.
Right.
Jules is playing with us on June 24th in Michigan.
Oh, that's
I get to DJ with Von Kaiser.
Yeah.
It's so fun to have this guy come out and put on the mask and run a set. It's awesome. People love it.
I know the first time I met you guys was at the Outland 2019 event.
Right.
And that's where we met Karin.
Yeah.
That was the first time I met Michael, too. Yeah, you were afraid, new to everything then. Outland 2019. Wow, it seems like a lifetime ago, huh?
Shout out if you guys went to, what was it, Outland,
and
right?
You guys
Outland.
Go to Outland, and yeah, I know you guys
there
do.
We go.
These
sure.
two people right there.
Well, because they're always on planes, so of course they're going to go.
coming from Ireland, Kansas.
Yep.
You drove all the way from Michigan. Like, this is just like the power of the synth is just so great that people just come and they flock to be here.
The power of the synth compels you.
I'm standing out there by the pool.
Synth compels you.
I'm standing up by the pool and I'm standing next to Phaserland and Max Overdrive and Robert Parker.
It's insane.
And Oakley's right there. Like, I got all the stars. I'm just like, well, I'm geeking out.
Synth heaven.
All these dudes and people and artists.